Hello friends, we now move on to the next chapter of import-export management, commercial functions. Now we are going to look at trade agreements. Now, what is a trade agreement? In simple terms, I'll explain to you in a different fashion what this all is about. You have friendship with somebody. Right? So you will help your friend in all aspects that he wants to be helped. At the same time, your friend will also help you in all aspects that you want him to help you. You help your friend as what he is expecting from you, and he will help you as what you are expecting help from him. This is a mutual understanding between friends as a result of friendship. Carry forward the same thing with different countries. We have friendly countries. One country is friendly with another countries. And the same type of friendship treatment is given by countries, friendly countries between each other. That is, country A will say, yes, country B is my friend, so country B can import, country B can export their goods to country A, and country A will give special treatment to the importers of those products coming from country B by reducing the applicable rate of duty as compared to the same goods coming from other countries. In the same way, country B also will give a similar treatment to products and produce coming from country A. Country A will export certain those goods to country B, and country B importers will get the duty benefits. They'll have to pay a reduced rate of duty as compared to the same products coming from different countries. Thereby, both these countries will increase their mutual trade. This is trade agreements. All different types, different varieties, different methodologies, they are one and the same principle. That is cooperation through trade agreements. We have bilateral trade agreements, we have multilateral trade agreements, we have a generalized system of preference where group of countries have generalized their system. Then we will look at India, the present trade agreements that we are having. And lastly, we will look at an example. I'll give you a full example of a trade agreement. I will not explain to you the each and every aspect. You have got to read it thoroughly. And there, from that, you will be able to understand what benefits are available to import-export business as far as that particular country is concerned, as far as that trade agreement is concerned. A trade agreement is a wide-ranging taxes, investment guarantees, tariff and trade treaty, which are long-term cooperation between two or more countries. It can be between two countries, it can be between group of countries. They agree in terms that helps them trade with each other. And the most important agreements are of the preferential and free trade types. They reduce tariffs, they reduce quotas, and they reduce other trade restrictions on items traded between the signatory countries. logic of formal trade agreements, as I explained to you, is they outline what is agreed upon between them. And punishments are also incorporated if there is a deviation from the rules set in the agreement. Trade agreements therefore make misunderstanding less likely, create confidence on both sides. Trade agreements basically, very frequently, they are politically contentious, since they may change economic customs and deepen interdependence with trade partners. They are all political considerations. Basically, there are three types of agreements. First is a unilateral trade agreement, which happens when a country wants certain restrictions to be enforced, but no other country wants them to be imposed. In the past, India was having shortage of agricultural products. Quite a long time back I'm talking. And therefore, the Indian government had banned all types of exports of agricultural products over a certain period of time. Now, no other country wanted this type of a ban coming from India. But in spite of that, we did follow that. That was a unilateral trade agreement for us. Today, we don't have that. We are freely exporting our farm products because we have become a giant in farm products. The second one is classified as bilateral when it is signed between two sides. Each side could be a country or a country and a trading bloc, trading group of countries, or an informal group of countries coming together. So, this is a bilateral trade agreement. And when that trade agreement is signed between more than two sides, it is classified as multilateral trade agreements. These are the three different types of trade agreements. A bilateral trade agreement exists when both countries loosen their trade restrictions. This is done to help out business so that they can prosper better. And it definitely helps to lower the taxes between the different countries. It also helps them to converse about their trade status. And it revolves around subsidized domestic industries. Mainly they fall under automotive, oil, or food industries. A multilateral trade agreement is the hardest to work out. Why? Because this involves between more than three or more companies. And definitely when more countries are involved, each of them will negotiate harder. And therefore, they are very difficult to deal with because each country will set out their own things which they need or want. And once this type of agreement is settled, it becomes a very powerful agreement. Why? Because it covers a bigger area of the world. Different types of trade agreements we have. A partial scope agreement, which allows countries to trade in small number of goods, making the scope very minimal. We have a free trade agreement. Mind you, WTO is insisting that all countries should have free trade between each other. Whereas no, developed countries says, yes, we want free trade. But developing countries and poor countries say, no, we cannot afford free trade agreements. Therefore, there has got to be a preferential arrangement in which members reduce tariffs on trade amongst themselves while maintaining their own tariff rates for trade with non-members. Then there is a customs union. For example, Europe has got their own common customs union where there is a free trade arrangement between all European countries. They apply a common tariff to a big schedule of import from within their members and non-members. Then there is a common market. It's also a customs union where movement of factors of production is relatively free amongst member countries. Factors of production move about, that means raw material and components, they move freely within them. One of the biggest union is the Economic Union of Europe. It is a common market where member countries coordinate macroeconomic and exchange rate policies. Free trade agreements are arrangements between two or more countries, and this may also be, I'm talking about free trade now, where WTO highlights have only free trade agreement. So, the agreement may also be between a country and a trading bloc. Main purpose of FTA is to abolish or reduce tariffs, quotas and preferences on goods and services on par with all the countries with whom you are dealing. Countries often agree to FTA in their economic structures are complementary and they are not competitive to each other. They also cover a vast range of intellectual property rights, investment, government procurements, and other competitive policies. Now, before this agreement is arrived at, there is an early harvest scheme, a via media temporary arrangement for a certain period of time to see how the PTA or FTA will work out. So, early harvest scheme is a precursor to the agreement. And at this stage, the negotiating countries identify certain products for tariff liberalizing pending conclusion of the actual FTA negotiations. This is used as a mechanism to slowly build greater confidence between the trading partners and structurally prepares them for subsequent deeper economic engagement. India is very keen on such schemes, and some EHS agreements are incorporated within existing treaties even now. Preferential trade agreements are one of the largest forms of the trade agreements, and that is why mainly they are known as generalized system of preferences. It's a special status given in trade by various countries. In this type of agreement, two or more partners give preferential right of entry to certain products only. It is established through a trade pact and is a stepping stone towards a better economic relations with the concerned countries. India enjoys a preferential trade agreement with several countries, including Bangladesh, China, South Asia, Sri Lanka, all our neighboring countries, etc. The key difference between FTA and PTA is that PTA, there is a positive list of products on which duty is to be reduced. Whereas in a free trade agreement, there is a negative list of product in which duty is not reduced and all other product duty is reduced. So one is a negative based, another is a positive based duty structure. More and far better agreements which have been found to be better in all respects as on date with between various countries are these partnership agreements. They are known as comprehensive economic partnership agreements. They refer to integrated trade negotiations on goods, services and investments, as well as agreements on a broad range of areas such as trade facilitations, customs cooperation, investment, competition, intellectual pursuit, IPRs. Classic examples are India, South Korea, SEPA. South Korea also agreed to eliminate tariffs over a period of time on 17 Indian products. India will in turn reduce or eliminate import tariffs for 11 items, including fish fillets and marine-based oils. Now, these are products, of course. But apart from that, culturally also, South Korea and India, we have opened up. Our yoga institutes can operate in South Korea, and their taekwondo institutes, which are similar to our yoga, can be opened in India. This is a cultural partnership, and that is the hallmark of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. As far as Singapore is concerned, we have been having, since ages, we have been having this Comprehensive Economic Agreement. And successfully, we have expanded it and included large portions of cooperation in June 2018. Two countries will reduce or eliminate tariffs on 30 additional products, relax rules of origin, and ensure mutual recognition of nursing standards. Changes to the preferential tariff will apply to a variety of sectors, including foodstuffs and nylon molding powder. Flexibility has also been introduced so that certain goods will qualify as originating from Singapore, even though if the amount of input used in production do not meet the tariff classification requirement. Mind you, the primary requirement is to meet qualifying standards of origin. You need 60% of the produce should be in that particular export product. That is waived as far as Singapore is concerned. We have specific rules created for goods such as edible oils and machinery parts. Mind you, we have got a lot of edible oils which we are importing from or through Singapore from other countries also. Well, looking to the expanded level of the trade agreements, we have gone into the cooperation method of the trade agreements. Let us look at the difference between CECA and CEPA. What is the technical difference between the two? CECA deals with economic cooperation. It is mainly concerned with the tariff reduction, that is duties and taxes reductions, and the elimination of all items that are considered to be listed as tariff rate quota items. So it lists out certain items which will have either a reduced custom duties and taxes or totally removed. That is under CECA. Under CEPA, it is an economic partnership. First was a cooperation, now it's a partnership. It has the same components of CECA. First of all, CECA components are there. with an additional focus on and options also available in the terms of trade, that is, investments and services are added. And here, because of the partnership level, there is a joint expansion of economic interests and opportunities for both the countries. It can be feasible. Multilateral trade agreements, a preferential trade area is a trading bloc that gives preferential access to certain products from the participating countries. And this is done by reducing tariffs, but not by abolishing them totally. No, no abolishment, but reduction. PTA is established through a trade pact, the first stage of economic integration. Tariff preferences have created new principles that WTO members should apply the same tariff to imports from other WTO members. This is what WTO has been insisting all through. The international trade system generated by multiplication of PTAs should be taken into account to promote trade relation agenda between the various countries. Thank you.